Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Judith, Israel of Seirah. Put a name on those people that lost in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24.
What?
Who is that people that is lost? Matthew 15, verse 24. Who is the lost people?
Matthew chapter 15, verse
24
reads.
What do you read? Now, I heard a brother make a statement, and you know, everything I do. Sister Judith Israel. I want to read what he's saying in Acts 17, 11. When I hear Satan, the first thing I want to do is grab me to Acts 17, 11, what he says. Book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11. Sister Judith Israel seeing the Lord.
Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in
Thessalonica.
Mm-hmm. And that they received the word with all readiness of mind.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're reading. I hear what you're talking about. Go ahead.
And search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
But hey, behind all that good talk you're doing, brother man, I'm going to search the scriptures daily.
Mm-hmm.
To see if what you said is so.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a brother make a statement saying that Deuteronomy 7 was the only seven nations that Yahweh forbidden Israel to intermingle
with.
And I said, oh, Yahweh, let me see if that's so. You know, if I said that Deuteronomy 7, don't Yahweh.
All of Yahweh.
Deuteronomy 7. Let's get that in. 1-4.
Take that out. Where is that at? What is Deuteronomy? 1-4. That's what we need. Deuteronomy 7. 1-4.
Deuteronomy chapter
7, verse 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
When the Yahweh thy Yahweh shall bring thee into the land whether thou goest to possess it,
mm-hmm.
and have cast out many nations before thee, mm-hmm. the Hittites,
uh-huh.
the Girgashites, the
Amorites, mm-hmm.
the Canaanites,
uh-huh.
and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Seven nations greater and mightier than
thou. So in his mind, he said the only people we can't deal with is the so-called Africans.
That's right.
Elam, you know, Boaz, they all good to go. What I heard,
Indians.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, shall deliver them before you,
go ahead.
Thou shalt smite them,
mm-hmm.
and utterly destroy them.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them.
But he said you can't make no covenant. Now, no means no, right? Let's see what he says in verse 16. That's not to be dispersed abroad.
And rhythm of water can deceive.
Verse 17, what do you say?
17.
Yes, ma'am.
Let them be owned thine own and not strangers with thee.
Let it be only your own.
That's
not strangers with you. And that strangers he's going to, Brother Titus Israel, what you bring that out for?
Oh,
what is
strange.
The
strangers
he's talking about here?
Yeah, we can read. I'm going to, I can pull out of 1 Kings and 8.
Hallelujah, what?
All right, what's the stranger?
That's right.
Let's find out who the stranger is. 1 Kings. Let's see, 1 Kings chapter 8. Let me get there. Verse 41. First Kings chapter 8, verse 41 reads, moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of your people Israel.
So the stranger in this case is not of your people Israel. That means all of the other 17 nations, not just the happening in Deuteronomy, is off limits. Now he says, drink water out of your own sister. Proverbs chapter 5. Verse number 18. You read that. Come on, Mother.
Let the fountain be blessed.
He said, now let your fountain. That means, wait, what did he say to say that? He said, let your fountain be blessed. Being just like he told Noah. What did he say Noah? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Let's see if we can pinpoint what he's talking about here. Genesis chapter 10. Let's see if I can put it out. In Genesis, made a statement in the book of Genesis chapter 9, Let's see if it works number 1. Genesis 9, verse number 1. He made a statement in Genesis 9, verse 1. What did he say, Mother? Look at Genesis 9, verse number 1.
But I still, I know it's picking up. It's still doing that. down to verse number 21. Let's see what it says that we can read in Sirach chapter 26, verse 19 down to verse 21. Listen to this.
Sirach chapter 26, verse 19 to 21.
Yeah, what it read?
My son.
My son.
Keep the flower of thine age sound.
Yes.
And give not thy strength to strangers.
And give not your strength to strangers. Go ahead.
Verse 20. When thou hast got a fruitful possession.
Now, once you got a fruitful possession.
Through all the fields.
Yeah.
Sow it with thy own seed.
Oh, sow it with your who?
Own seed.
That we read. Your own seed. Go ahead and read.
That's why.
Trusting in the goodness of thy stock.
And trust in your own stock.
Yeah.
That we read. Mother, that we read. Go ahead and read.
Verse
21. What?
So thy race which thou leadest.
Oh, he talking race? Mm. So that your race might be what?
Magnified.
Having
the confidence of their good deeds.
What kind of sense?
Good
deeds. Good sense. You mean we can read that about a race? Oh, this thing about no race. According to Yahweh to the seal, it is about the race of Israel. Back to our
Hill. All right, now. Hallelujah,
brother.
So we precept FBOTTY, right?
Hallelujah,
brother. We don't talk about the game. We precept a good game.
Hallelujah, brother.
Let's go back to that Proverbs chapter 5. Pick it up at 18. want to eat. Proverbs 5:18-19, and I'm about to give this bag up. Let them young lions do what they do. Proverbs 5:18-19. Come on, mother.
Of the house of my father.
He said, only of the house of my father. Go ahead.
And of my father's kindred.
And of my father's kindred.
Go ahead.
You will take you a wife in the house or the family of my father.
Mm-hmm.
And the Most High, Yahweh, will bless you.
He said, now if you do this, God bless you. My daughter, Yahweh don't smile on that union, right?
Right.
You know, it says, whom Yahweh has joined together. Can that man put his husband? Y'all quite don't join everybody together as we do read, right? It ain't no inter, well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with interracial marriages. But y'all quite is saying wrong.
Okay.
First of all,
every other nation is inferior to you. Huh?
All right.
If you're not playing, how can you be equal with somebody that's inferior?
Huh?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be equally yoked when you go outside your own nation. Go ahead, read on.
And your children will be a righteous generation.
Hold on now. Say, if you do it like I say, my son, your children are going to be a righteous generation. Go ahead.
And a righteous seed.
Verse number four, what she say?
Verse four.
Mm-hmm.
And then spake Jacob to Rebekah, his mother, and said unto her.
Now Jacob said,
Verse 4. Mm-hmm. And then spake Jacob to Rebekah his mother and said unto her, Behold, mother,
uh-huh.
I am 9 weeks and of years old.
Now Jacob said, look at mother. I'm 9 weeks of years old. How old is 9 weeks of years?
63.
Right there, right, huh? So Jacob is 63 years old. What'd he say?
And I neither know nor have I touched any woman.
His brother is 63 years old and he a virgin.
And
we get shaved if we 30 years old and a virgin, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Take a 63 years old and say, I ain't never touched no woman.
That's a powerful statement.
Go ahead, read on.
Nor have I withdrawn myself to any.
He said, I ain't been promised to any. Go ahead.
Nor even think of taking me a wife of the daughter of Canaan.
He said, I don't even think about the other nations, right?
Right.
I don't even look at your women. I just walk past them like they don't exist. Verse 5, what did he say?
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
For I remember, mother, the word of Abraham.
You know, look at mother. I remember what my great-grandfather said, right?
Right.
I remember the word of my father Abraham, go ahead.
For he commanded me not to take a wife of the daughter of Canaan.
Go ahead.
But to take a wife from the seed of my father's family and from his kindred.
And from
my kindred.
From my kindred.
Right.
Don't bend them. I guess nobody else is in the mix. We're going to bring in that young man from the tribe of Yahdara Judah. Brother Titus Israel of C.E. Roy, if I say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right,
brother.
Yahweh. All right.
All right.
Sister all Judith right. Israel.
We have another young
lad. Oh, he on point. That's right.
Okay.
All right, give me that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister Judith Israel. See you, Lord.
Chapter 12, verse
12.
For the righteous spirit that seeks me in the same hour
what you want. That's right. In the same hour that righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Okay. All right, Sister Judy, give me that
Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And presenting my supplications before the Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountains of my Yahweh.
Mm.
and a righteous mountain to the government. Go ahead.
Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening.
Okay. Yeah, verse 22.
Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Okay, I'm come forth to give you skill and understanding. Okay. Give you skill. Mother Z, give me that Ciroc. Let's see what I want. About that skill. Yes, Ciroc 21. Yes, Ciroc 21, verse 15. Yes, ma'am.
Ciroc chapter 31, verse 15. If a skillful man Okay, give me that Ciroc chapter 3, verse 35, real quick. We'll get one up there. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25. I'm trying to spell off after get my hit. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. Okay, Muddy E. Yeah, you got some,
Yeah, right,
Okay, go ahead, then I'll put
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. Oh, I apologize. I shouldn't apologize.
Yeah, you gotta stay, hey, you gotta stay in order.
Is everyone there?
Okay. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35, for Muddy Eat.
Wives shall inherit honor, but shame shall be the promise of fruit.
Okay. All right. What else you got? Lord of Yahuwah. I found what I'm looking for now. Lord of Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. I'm about to be paying attention. I have to tell you, he be on it.
Proverbs chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise.
He that winneth souls is wise.
Hallelujah. Well,
he said that he that winneth souls is wise. Hold that point. Give me that, Sister Phoebe up there, Chris Israel, give me that James chapter 5, verse 20. Let's see what it's talking about here. That book of James chapter 5, verse 20. What is it talking about here? He that winneth souls is wise. James chapter 5, verse 20. Sister Phoebe up there, Chris Israel.
James chapter 5, verse 20. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from his error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide from multitude of sins.
And what it mean by that, he that when his soul is wise. Okay, another here. Give me that Jude, the book of Jude real quick. I'm going to hit Jude chapter 1. The book of Jude chapter 1. Let me get there. It's before the end time prophecy, before the book of end time prophecy, before Revelation. It's before Revelation. That Jude 1:23. That Jude chapter 1, verse 23.
Jude.
Yeah, verse 23.
Verse 23. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even the garments spotted by the flesh.
That is fair. He said, others say, oh, you got something?
Yeah, me, you get John, I guess.
Okay. What it mean by that, others saved with fear? Mm-hmm. Okay, what fear is this? And we can read. Well, I can read about this fear.
Yes, right. You get one in on that wire.
Okay, let me get this one.
Yeah, because you put go, we put one on that wire, so I'm going to have that wire out.
Yeah.
I got one on that wire.
Yahuwah?
I see. Yahuwah. We're trying to do the Deuteronomy chapter 4. Pick it up at verse, read verse 1 and verse 6.
Yes, ma'am. Now therefore hearken, O Israel,
mm-hmm.
unto the statutes and unto the judgments,
mm-hmm.
which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahuwah your father gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Teach therefore and do them,
mm-hmm.
for this is your wisdom,
mm-hmm.
in your understanding,
mm-hmm.
in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these factors and say, surely, this nation is a wise and understanding people.
Mm-hmm. Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. Yeah, you got one, go to Yahuwah.
Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine and they that turn men to righteousness and to God forever and ever.
Okay. Everybody say you got one on that spear? Okay. What's one you got on about the spear?
119, verse 10.
Psalms 119, verse 10. Let's see what that says. Yeah.
Chapter 2 and verse 17. Verse 22, you man of Israel,
hear these words.
You man of Israel, hear these words.
We got one. Unprofitable.
Unprofitable servants.
Hallelujah.
we have done that which was our duty to do.
The unprofitable service. Profitable service.
Who them servants that we can read?
Yeah, who these servants here? And we can read, unprofitable service.
Who's
these
unprofitable servants?
Isaiah 49:3.
Let me take care. I'm going to come back there. Let me take care of this story here. Remember, the heavenly tablet, the first five books, which is the foundation.
Leviticus 25:55
reads, For unto me the children of Israel are servants. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
These
are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt.
Read it like this.
Okay. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. You see, they don't mention, I don't see how they put Christians there. I want to put, you know, I can read it. I want to pull out that, what's that, Revelation of John. About that, they, you know, that's a curse name. They don't know no Christian is serving all that. Boy, they don't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me pull that out on that, about that, you need your name for a curse real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to
pull that out, that Isaiah real quick. Yahweh. Yep, 55:15, Isaiah 55:15. Isaiah 65:15. You saw something, Sister TWS?
Yeah.
Okay,
Lord.
Isaiah 65:15
reads, And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my children, for the Yahweh shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name.
Mm. Yeah, that curse name, Chris. What is your name for curse? Call his servants by another name. Your Chris is okay. Keep that deal. You want to call that? Okay. You have another hit on that sermon real quick, so I went to Leviticus 25:55.
Isaiah
49:3. Isaiah 49:3. Hallelujah.
And 6:3 and 6.
Excellent. Isaiah 49:3 and 6. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 49:3-6. Verse 3, and said unto me, You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be honored. Verse 6, and he said, It is a light thing that you shouldn't be my servant to raise up the tribe of Israel.
Okay. Now, right here, this Jew is talking about here, because concerning Yahweh the Son here in Isaiah 49. That's why he got to really, so he's talking about Yahweh the Son here in verse 6, right here. So he's not even talking about, in this case, he's talking about Yahweh the Son here in verse 6. So Yahweh the Father talks to the Son, saying it's the like thing that you be my servant. And it's talking about Yahweh the Son here. Yeah, in verse 6. The tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's it. 49:3, yeah. That's it. Okay, yeah, 49:3.
I won't tell y'all nothing type of guy.
That's right.
Okay.
My
Okay. Yeah, what was I at before I came?
Okay. What you cooking with, Brother Tiny?
Okay.
I got someone that's serving. Let me get you one time while you get all warmed up.
All right. Mm.
Let me get you one more in there. I just ran across some. I just see my old servant here. Something I just got done reading over there. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, pick it up in verse 4. Mother D, we're going to Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
For Israel, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect,
mm-hmm.
I have even called you by your name.
Mm-hmm.
I have surnamed you, though thou hast not known me.
Hallelujah. Well, back over to Brother Tyler.
All right. Come on, brother. Your name. You 2x2?
That's right.
Your name. 2x2 in the right there. 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 Sister Judy, give me that Proverbs 13:1.
Proverbs chapter 13:1.
A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not the rebuke. Rebuke. Hear his father's instruction. A scorner heareth not the rebuke. Not the rebuke. Okay. There's one on the wall right here real quick. Okay, give me that Proverbs, give me that Proverbs 8:33. Yeah,
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33 reads, hear instructions and be wise and refuse it not.
Yeah, hear instructions, be wise. What instructions? Yeah, then hear the instructions. Proverbs 6:23.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse
yes, ma'am.
For the sore struggle is a length. And the sore struggle is life.
Mm-hmm.
And reproof of instructions are the way of life.
Reproof of instructions are the way of life.
That's right.
That's right. It'll take you all. I'll tell you right there.
I got something on the instructions.
Yeah.
Since we know that instructions is the way of life. Pick up at the Rock chapter 37 verse 23, Mother E.
Mother E over there.
Okay. So Rock chapter 37. It'll pick it up at verse 23. Yes, ma'am.
23 and 24.
You know the structure, the Torah structure. So what did he say over there in Sirach chapter 37, verse 23, and all the way down to 25. We always go on here.
Of the man may be much
He said the days of the life of man may be numbered. But pay attention to this. So how did John 3:16 go hold up? John 3:16 can't hold up if Israel is life is innumerable. So that means those who are not Israel, that means they don't fall in that category of innumerable. So back over to Brother Titus Israel.
Okay. Now, looking at that Sirach 37, 20 song, okay, they're going to be filled with blessings. What else they going to be filled with? What else they going to be filled with? Give me that Sirach, Sister Judy. Give me that Sirach, that 39 real quick. Let me see what I want. What else they going to be filled with? Sirach 39:6.
Sirach chapter 39, verse 6 reads, when the great Yahweh will, he shall be filled with the spirit of understanding.
Spirit of understanding. You're going to be filled with what?
The spirit of understanding.
Okay, go ahead.
He shall pour out wise sentences and give thanks unto the Yahweh in his prayer.
In his prayer. That's going to be filled with. Be filled with. I got another one on that. Got another one on that. Let me go to this address real quick. See what I want. Let's see.
See what I say you feel with.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what I want to say. Sirach 37, means Sirach 14. Let's see what I want. You get that Sirach chapter, that 2nd Ezra. Let me go to 2nd Ezra chapter 5 real quick. Let me see what I want. Chapter 5. Yeah, there's a bunch on this, we read about that spirit of understanding, right? Spirit of understanding. If you have the spirit of understanding, okay, give me that 2nd Ezra 5:22. 2nd Ezra 5:22, okay, Mother Z. Second Ezra chapter 5, verse 22. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. That's what I was looking for. The Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Mother E. Mother E. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Yes, ma'am. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
Filled
with knowledge, he said, of his
He said, knowledge of, hold on, of his will, right?
Yes.
He said, knowledge, hold on, knowledge of his will.
Yes.
What's his will? Knowledge of his will.
Yes.
What do you mean by knowledge of his will? What's his will? We can read.
What's his
will? Yeah. What's his will that we can read?
We're going to pull it out.
We're going to pull it out. What is his will that we can read? See, of his will.
Hallelujah.
All right, good time. Nobody see if it's real? I'm sorry about that. Don't see if it's real. I'm sorry. I'm going
to...
I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Yea, your Torah instruction is within my mind.
Mm-hmm. That's what the will is. The will is.
Hallelujah. Torah instruction.
That's why I say in that, now we understand that verse. And what's that Matthew like? Not everybody call me Yahweh, but he that do the will of his Father. That verse. And then that Matthew, was that Matthew, right? Not everybody call me.
Oh, Matthew chapter was that 19 or 16?
Let me go keep at that real quick.
Yeah, but the will of my Father.
Right, see? That's going from
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew.
Let me see. I'm looking for a 9.
Chapter
7. Abiyakwa? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that was good. All right. Okay, Matthew 7. Yeah, that's 7:21. Yeah, Matthew 7:21. Sister Judith Israel. Yeah,
Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
He made it plain. They say either he or she. They are he or she that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And what is that will again, Sister Judith? What is that will? What's that will again? Okay, what is that Torah structure? What can I read that at? I want you to, I'll be able to stop me up so you can be like him. You know?
It's Psalms 40, verse 8.
Hallelujah.
She
wasn't there
when I
read that. Is that
Sister Judith? No, I wasn't
there. Okay, yeah. Go to Psalms 40, verse 8.
Hallelujah.
I need to be better. Cut him with his book.
Psalms 40, verse 8 reads, I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh.
Let me get back to
that. That instruction is within my mind.
Okay, let me read it. Let me do the dramatics real quick. Okay, Psalms chapter 40,
Psalm chapter 40. All right, it says here. I'm going to pick up at verse 7 so it'll be clearly what it's talking about. All right, Psalm chapter 40, verse 7. This say I, who's the I? It's talking about Yahweh the Son. Lo, I, Yahweh the Son, come in the volume of the book. It is written to me. So Yahweh the Son may claim like this volume of the book is written about him. Okay, then it was there, verse 8. I, the light, and my eye is Yahweh the Son, the light to do your will, my Yahweh the Father, yea, your law, which is Torah instruction, the first five books, is written, is within my mind. Yahweh. That's a real plan right there. Okay. That's a real plan. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I was looking at something about this, what a verse about the, I was looking at something here in Matthew real quick. Let me see something here. Okay, now I'm going to break down what this, okay, give me that Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, Sister Judith. We're going to see what this tragedy is, because they're talking about, because they see, they're thinking, 19 to 21. So we got to be clear about what this tragedy is, because you think it's talking about treasures, talking about gold and stuff like that.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19 reads, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Lay not for yourselves treasures upon earth. Go ahead.
Where moth and rust do it corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
See, it's talking about that worldly treasure, but these break through instead.
Verse 20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Okay, what does this say? Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. What's this treasures here? Lay up these treasures in heaven. What's this treasure here? What are you talking about here? Give me that, okay, I can get one in Sirach. Let's get one up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sirach 29. Okay, we'll get Sirach 29. What treasure is this to be clear? Like I said, it's got a double meaning to it. It always going to mean the same thing. It got a double meaning. I'm also going to pull that out as well, too. Okay. All right. That's it. That's a rock 29. Verse 11, Mother D.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh said unto him, that thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hey.
Mother,
I love
mother.
You got
some of that
too, Mother D?
Yeah.
Mother D got one too.
Deuteronomy 28:12. Let me get that.
Then commandest thou a fair light to come forth of thy treasure that thy word might appear.
Thy word might appear. When you command you, and their light to come forth. Okay, what is this light here? A fair light. A fair light. We'll get one up in John real quick. What's this light here?
Mm-hmm.
It's fair light. What is this fair light? Okay, I get warmed up here and I'm gonna pick up a John chapter 8 real quick. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Alright, oh, that Sister Phoebe up here. Sister Phoebe. Here for Israel.
Right here.
All
right
here. Give me that John, John chapter 8, verse 12.
John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Yahweh the Son again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
Now see that, see that's what they are there. See, they're look at this and see clues. Even have nation upon the sun, the other 17 nations.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at that. They'll say, oh, look at this, they in the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Some on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so apparent to the paint the picture, preach everybody. They gonna clue themselves in it, even up, you know. Just like they make things about we all his people. When they say G-O-D and all like that, we all his people.
Mm-hmm.
And we know who his people is, saying.
That's right.
Everybody got to know exactly where to go when they come with faith like
that. Paint that picture, brother Tyler.
Just cut them up just like that, like, oh. That's how you got to take, hey, that's how you got to take care of them. Okay. All right, who's this world here we talking about? Who's this age? I'm the light of the world. What world is this? Who we talking about? I'm the light of the world.
Mm-hmm. We can read.
That we can read.
Isaiah
45, 7. Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy.
That's it,
man. All right, go ahead and knock that out the farm, mother. Yeah,
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
with the everlasting salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the world of Israel. Mm-hmm. All right, another one, another hit, John 18. John 18. John 18, verse 20. John chapter 18, verse 20. This is Judy.
John 18, verse 20 reads, Yahweh the Son answered him, I
spake
openly to the world.
That's read it like it is. When you see it, then I'm going to bring it dramatic.
It's
going to break it down. Let's bring it down. Let's read it like it is. It's going to break itself down, what that synagogue really means.
In the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing.
Okay. He's talking about, in this verse here, you see the word Jew, he's talking about Yada.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yada.
Mm-hmm.
Judah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. That's the world he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The world of Yada. Judah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's like this word Jew here. Let's see what that word come from. Now I know I've seen it in Kings, when that word first appeared.
That's right.
let me jump in while you're pulling out real quick, right? You said something about Judah. But why Judah? Why Judah? Yeah.
Alright.
We'll go to Psalms 87. Pick it up in verse 1 and 2, Mother GF Israel.
Yahshua
said,
why Judah?
Why he chose Yada Judah? Why he talking about his world? What he had to say about Judah that we can read in the book of Psalms chapter 87 verse 1 and verse 2.
Genesis 49, verse 8. Yahda, thou art he whom your brother shall praise.
Mm-hmm.
Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Your father's children shall bow down before thee. Verse 9. Yahda Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stoops down. He crouches as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Yahda Judah.
That's right.
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh, Yahuwah the son, comes.
That's right.
And unto him shall the gathering of the peoples be.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, I got one on that. Yeah, you got Psalm 60, verse 7, Sister Judith.
Mm-hmm.
That's chapter 60, verse 7. Real quick. That's chapter 60, verse 7.
Psalm chapter 60, verse 7. What's that?
Gilead?
Gilead is mine, and
Manasseh?
Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my longing.
It's a precept in there where he says something about Yahda, and I know it was in Chronicles. He said something about Yahda, and he said something about Zeus. You familiar with okay. Well, I'm going to hold that. I'm going to see, can I run it down? I might be off on the Chronicles, but... He said something about Yahda, but he also, and I'm just going to throw this in there, like him, he threw Joseph was in the mirror of Joseph's name was right there. He said something about Joseph getting a blessing, Judah being the ruler, so he didn't see it like that. First Chronicles 5, what's that? 5, I'll write it down. That's good enough. Taking me around the ballpark. Book of First Chronicles chapter 5, picking up at verse 1 and 2.
Yeah, what?
We'll go to Book of First Chronicles. And we're gonna go to chapter 5. I'm gonna pick it up and read verse 1. I'm gonna read verse 2. We're going to First Chronicles. Going to chapter 5. Picking up at verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 read. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the son of Joseph, the son of Israel. And his genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. Verse 2. For Yahda prevailed above his brother, and of him came the chief ruler. But the birthright was Joseph. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Chief ruler. So we know our position is of Judah is a chief ruler.
Chief ruler.
Those who can have the blessing, this is what Yahuwah gave, but we the chief ruler. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, I'll pull it out now. Romans, it says 3:1. Going over to the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 1. Yeah, that's why I heard it right there. Watch over the young line. We need to make sure we get Poppy's book, right? We're going to Romans, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, what advantage then has Yahda to, or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2. Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed
the oracles of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, Luke chapter 1, verse 68 and 69. 68 reads, "Blessed be Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. 69, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David."
74.
Verse 70. Read that, John 74.
Yeah,
74.
Mm-hmm.
"That he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear."
That's right.
Hallelujah.
He ain't got no salvation to be out of the hand of our enemies. That's
when
we can start shouting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We deliver out of the hand of our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Out of the hand of our enemy. Mm-hmm.
Out.
Okay, this case here, we're talking about two different types of fears. You got the fear of Yahweh, and you also got the other fear which you don't want. Mm-hmm. What's the other fear you're talking about in this case? Might serve him without fear. What fear is this he's talking about here in this text here?
Mm-hmm.
Here in verse 74, Luke chapter 1, verse 74.
What's that fear he's talking about?
Yeah, what's this fear in this case here?
Hallelujah.
What fear he's talking about in this case here? He's going to be talking about the Psalms 111, verse 10. It's totally different here. Hmm.
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Yahweh.
You bring it out.
Yahweh, go ahead.
We're going to first, Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Second Timothy. Going to Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "For Yahuwah hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind."
Sound mind. Yahuwah ain't give us the spirit of fear. That spirit got to be coming from
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right, let me give one of the end time prophecy about that fear here, then I'm going to go into wisdom and solemn about that fear real quick. Okay, Sister Judith. We met Revelation 21, verse 8.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. "But the fearful and unbelieving..."
There goes definition about what fearful is. You got this on you. Go ahead, verse 8.
And, what's that?
Read that verse 8 over again.
"But the fearful and unbelieving and the...
Abominable
and murderers,
mm-hmm,
and whoremongers,
uh-huh,
and sorcerers, and
idolaters
and all liars that have their part in the lake which burnt with fire and brimstone, which is the second death."
See that? If you got that on
the Revelation, well,
that was Revelation 21, verse 8. Okay, I got nothing on this, Momo. I got one on that fearful real quick. One more hit. And that fearful. Let's see what I'm going to see. All right, Sister Judith. You know that Wisdom of Solomon here.
17:12.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 12 reads, "For fear is nothing else but a betraying of the..." What is it?
Okay, I pronounce it,
Be secure.
Secure.
Secure. Which reason?
What reason offered? Okay. Let's find out what that means with secure, so we all got to understand that. You say secure, right? Let's find out what that means. Secure. Secure. That was 17, chapter 17, verse 12. Secure. I need more definition than that. I know. When that's secure. Yeah, S-U-C-T. Oh, you are.
What are we looking at?
Yeah, what that security is, yes.
Spell it out.
S-U-C-C-O-U-R.
S-U-C-C-O-U-R-S.
Cool. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead, yes. All right. Assistance and support in times of hardship and distress.
That's a good.
Need another one?
Yeah, a little more of this.
Yeah, I'm not getting nothing else, really.
The Bible means literally, to want you, want to support, and to help or relieve in difficulty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. Suffering in difficulties.
Yeah, assistance, help, time, difficulty.
Yeah, so that was that name. That's for sure.
You have one?
You have one? Okay. All right. Walk that out. Yeah, I got one on that that Psalm. I was holding that Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2. On that Psalm 48 about talking about the Yada. Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2. Sister Judy.
Psalm
28, chapter 1,
verse
1,
great is the Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised in the city of
Yahuwah. The city of Yahuwah is. Go ahead.
In the mountain of his holiness.
I love his holiness, righteousness.
Verse 2, beautiful for
it's a situation.
Situation, the joy of the whole earth.
Let's read it like it is. I'm going to break it down.
The north, the city of the great
king. He said, the earth is Mount Zion. That's Yada. That's Yada, southern kingdom. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Okay. It's something like about his habitation. I saw the farm somewhere. Brother Makai.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying about his habitation.
Yeah, we're talking about that. Right, habitation. We got inhabitants or habitation?
the Yahweh has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You live above all people, all other 17 nations. And you're not equal with none of the 17 nations at all. And we're above all people. But what you got to do in order to have that position? If you want to be above, what you got to do first? What you got to do first in order to be above all people? Deuteronomy 28. What you got to do here is in order to get this position. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Okay. Mother D.F. Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his sovereign instructions, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will sit thee on high above all the nations of the earth.
Start by doing his Torah instructions. Hearken to his first five books. And that's where you be set above, high above all nations of the earth. I saw the next.
Hallelujah.
I got another one on that as well, too. Let me go to Isaiah real quick. Let's see what I want. Let's see. Going out there. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, Sister Judah, Isaiah 58. Verse 13.
Isaiah 58, verse 13 reads, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my righteous day,
and may have your body here in class, your mind somewhere,
and call the Sabbath a delight, the righteous of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him.
You shall honor him. Not doing your own way. I'm a skip class. I'm a go out to the mall or something. I'm a skip class. Go ahead.
You are finding thy own pleasure.
Your own pleasure. I'm a skip class. I'm a go to my girl house or whatever. I got some pleasure in that. Go ahead.
You are speaking thy own words.
I'm gonna speak my own words. Who won the game?
Explain, Brother
Tom. Who won the game? Let's talk about the game. Who won that? Other nonsense. Other than that. Your own pleasure. Go ahead.
Verse
14. Get so excited. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh.
And who's you supposed to delight in? Father, right now you're supposed to get some delight. This is what refreshes you. Refreshes.
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, thy father.
Hallelujah.
For the mouth of the Yahweh has spoken.
That's right.
You see that?
Let me jump in with you, Brother Titus. I got a couple precepts I want to touch in on that, right? Before I go to 2 Maccabees, We're going to pick it up about this life in Psalms chapter 37. All right, pick it up around 35, Mother G. We're going to find out a little bit something about this life, and I'm going to go over there with you. It's another verse I'm looking for. It might be in 16, but we'll go to this Psalm. We're going to see what he got to say about the life. Now, we just got done reading about delight yourself in Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when you say delight yourself in Yahuwah? I still haven't got there yet, Mother. It's like the phase ain't going. But what he had to say in the book of Psalms. Pick it up at verse chapter 37. And we're going to read verse 4. And we're going to read verse 23. See, we look. We talking about the way, but we also want to keep in mind that he said, delight yourself in keeping the Sabbath day. Remember, Brother Tyson's going over that about keeping the Sabbath day. It's not for loose. We just found out we got to set some things in order. A good man is ordered by Yahuwah. So let's find out what happened with leadership and how they conduct themselves in the book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6. And pick it up at verse 18. Read verse 17, and we're going to read all the way down.
All right, going to the second book of Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
But let this,
mm-hmm.
But let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us.
So he said, it's a warning unto us. What did he say?
And now we will come to the declaring of the matter in few words.
They said to come with the declaring of the matter in a few words. Verse 18.
Eleazar.
Eleazar.
One of the principal scribes.
So he is the chief man. He's the leader. He's in a position of leadership. So we're talking about leadership right now, right?
Oh, Yahweh. All
right, and let's kick it off with Eleazar. Uh-huh. What do you say about Eleazar? A leader.
An aged man.
So he was an aged man. This wasn't a young man. This was an aged man. And continue to read.
And of well favored.
Oh, so he was well favored, right? And what?
Confident.
Mm-hmm.
Was constrained to open his mouth and to eat swine's flesh.
So he wouldn't open his mouth at all to even eat swine's flesh. Now look at Eleazar, aged man. Now mm-hmm. let's find out why he say he wouldn't open his mouth to eat swine's flesh.
Verse 19. But he chose rather to die.
Uh-huh.
Righteously.
Righteously. That means according to righteous, what we can read, he going to die that way. So what we can read about righteous. According to what we can read about righteous. We're going to pick it up at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, Mother D.F. Israel. We'll come back there. He chose to die righteously.
Deuteronomy chapter
6. Let's see how he said he chose to, he'd rather to die.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Yeah. What's that read?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness
mm-hmm.
if we observe to do all these Torah instructions.
So he said he'd rather die keeping his Torah instructions. Go ahead and read. What you read? Go ahead and read. Knock it out.
Okay. Before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So this is a commandment from Yahuwah to do the Torah instructions. And here we got Eleazar, an aged man, saying, hey, I'm up before he eats swine's flesh. He said, I'd rather die righteous. Then what? What you reading, Brother Tyler? He said he'd rather die righteous. Then what did he say after that?
All right. Get to live stained.
So he said, before I eat that swine's flesh, I'd rather die my Torah instructions than to live stained, what else?
With such an abomination.
Continue.
Spit it forth. And came of his own according to the torment.
So he said, go and torment me, I'm ready to go. He know he got something. It's an aged man, though.
Verse 20.
And what is it? Leadership was
it? Aliyahuah.
Continue to read, verse 20.
As it behold
mm-hmm.
them to come.
It behooved them to come, uh-huh.
That I resolute
mm-hmm.
to stand out against such things and are not Torah instructions.
Oh, okay. So they want to stand out against such things as are not Torah instructions. What?
For love of life.
Uh-huh.
To be tasted.
Mm. Continue.
21. But they that have the charge of that wicked feast.
Mm-hmm. They that had a charge of that wicked feast, he said. So it ain't the feast of anything pertaining to the Torah instructions. It's like eat that swine flesh.
Yeah. And all these other pagan holidays like Thanksgiving, all these others, that's what called
wicked, wicked feet. That's
wicked right. Feet.
Hallelujah. What?
And the old acquaintance.
And the old acquaintance. Continue.
They had with the man, taking him aside, besought him to bring flesh of his own provision. Such as was to instruction for him to use and make as if he did eat of the flesh taken from the sacrifice commanded by the king.
Now, do you see what's going on here? Now, what's going on here is that Eleazar was have been told to sell out. Make it look like you're eating the swine flesh and make it look good so you can see it. So you may hear age, man, so the young man, they can look at you and do what you do. But read that again one more time, Brother Ty. Watch this and read it slow.
All right,
21.
2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 21.
Yeah, look at this. Now look how they try to come and talk to the aged man who say, hey, I'm ready to go for the slop. Well, check them out. Watch this.
But they that have the charge of that wicked thief.
So they that have the charge of that wicked thief. So the ones with the swine flesh eat this and snatch them up there, come with me. They got the charge of the wicked thief that they trying to get me to swine. What else happened?
Well, the old acquaintance.
The old acquaintance, what?
They had with the man.
So they the old acquaintance they had with the man, what they say about it, taking what?
Taking him aside.
They took him to the side.
Besought him.
What they talking to him. What they say to him?
To bring flesh of his own provision.
They told him, hey, look here, man. Look, this is what we can do for you. This is what we'll do for you, aged man, old man. They're over there ready to die for these 12-round structures. Leader, this is what we'll do for you. We give you look, you bring your food. You straight, bring your food. Get your food, whatever you go eat. But we just bring your own provision. Now, if he bring his own provision, what did he say when he told him bring his own food?
Yes. Okay, go ahead, finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Such as was lawful for him to use.
So he told him, it's lawful for you to eat what you want to eat, your food. They tried to persuade this man to eat what he want to eat, but what comes with that?
Okay. For him to use and make it as he did eat of the flesh. Taken from the sacrifice commanded by the king.
So they said, bring what you go bring, but I need you to make it as if you did eat the flesh that we gave you now. We want you to make it look like, put the little swine in your mouth, look like you're chewing it, there's a little blood coming out of it and all that. Make it look good for the people around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you in leadership, and they're going to follow you. Right. So they see you moving, don't die for us. But them 12-round structures, then they go eat the swine flesh too, right? Is that what we read? Okay, what we got going on in verse 22?
Verse 22.
See, we got to pay attention to this because other nations going to do this.
Yeah, it's going to repeat itself.
They're going to try to slide down on you.
That's right.
They're going to try to pay you to not say Yahweh. They're going to try to pay you to lose position. They're going to try to pay you to turn on the seal. Voice of the true Israelite, and most of all, Yahweh. This is what they got the nation go try to do. This is who these people are. What did he say in verse 22? Now let's see how they have 22.
Verse 22.
What happened?
That in so doing.
Is that in so doing?
He might be delivered from death.
So he can be delivered from death if he eats the and make it look like he's eating the swine flesh. Continue.
And for the old friendship with them, find favor.
See that? It was the old friendship. You can find a little favor over here. But how he handled himself?
23.
Mm-hmm.
But he began to consider discreetly.
So, yeah, okay,
And as becoming his age.
So he's thinking about this thing like, I'm at my age now. Hold on. He at his age, right? I'm not. Did they even say his age? I ain't said his age yet. Let's continue to read.
And the excellency of his ancient years.
Mm-hmm.
And the honor of his gray head.
Mm-hmm.
Whereunto he was come, and his most honest education.
Mm-hmm.
That's what education right here.
Mm-hmm.
Honest
there
education.
There you go. Bingo. That's your education Right there. Now, what's that education? The most honest education, he better tell you, what's Israel education? What's our education?
Yes. From a child.
From a child.
Or rather, the righteous Torah instruction.
What's our education?
The righteous Torah instruction.
Hallelujah. Wow. So if anybody ever asks you, keep that in mind. We got a stack of Maccabees, chapter 6. You pick it up at verse 23. If anybody want to talk about their little school, all the education they got going on, you let them have it. Let them have it. But then you tell them what Israel education. Yeah. Israel education, all that Harvard. Oh, I went to this, I read this. They last in your school anyway.
That's
they
right.
took the book. They
right.
tell you in the age and all that time in them dark ages, Israel running their thing. So they cooked your book anyway. Everything they told you, they lied to you about. When it comes to this thing, what's our education, Brother Ty?
All right. It says the honest education from a child, or rather, the righteous Torah instruction.
So the righteous Torah instruction is of our education from a child, Israel. Continue to read. It's from an aged man, an old man, one of the chief men, not elders, our forefathers, Eleazar. What's going on with Eleazar? Continue to read.
Made and given by Yahweh.
Oh, so we got our education from Yahweh. So we didn't get our education from no man. Our education came from Yahweh. Continue to read.
Therefore, he asked accordingly.
What did he say accordingly? He was in order. What did he say in order?
And willed them straightway to send him to the grave.
He said, send me to the grave. I ain't going to put that swine flesh in me. I'm ready to die. What did he say in verse 24?
Verse 24. For it becometh not our age.
Wait, it's not become, what did he say? It becometh not our age. What did he say?
For it becometh not our age.
Read.
Said he, in any wise to dissemble, whereby many young persons might think that any age dog being fourscore years old,
In ten, making them what? 90. Continue to read.
We're now going to a strange religion.
So they went up to this old, strange, they went to a religion. You know, we got some faith. They went to a religion, something they don't know nothing about. This thing was strange. So Eleazar told him, he said, I'm 90 years old. Remember, he's thinking to himself. This is crazy. He ain't that thinking in his mind. He know the Torah instructions. He said, man, I've been knowing this Torah instruction. This has been my Torah instruction since my youth. I'm 90 years old now. But he did say something in there.
Let me grab one on that education.
Hallelujah. Pop that in there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at the book of Daniel, one of the education piece.
Hallelujah.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 20.
Daniel chapter 1.
We read that our education is the Torah instruction. Right?
Hallelujah.
Wow. Let's see when we are
corrupted
the Torah instruction. What is
the benefit then? Daniel 1 verse 20 right quick.
Hallelujah.
Daniel chapter 1 verse 20. Yes, ma'am. In all manner of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them.
Hallelujah. Right.
He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all this realm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? See that? This is why I told my instructions. This is what he do for us.
Right.
He make us how many times smarter, mother?
10 times.
10 times smarter. You heard Mother D of Israel. She just got done reading that from the elder. The elder shot that out there to let us know in Daniel, chapter 1, verse 20, we become 10 times smarter when we do Torah instruction. I believe that now.
Yeah,
right. And I'm starting to be a witness to this thing.
Yeah.
I thank y'all why, because it's true. Man, if I want to pull a what you feel like to call a rabbit out the hat. Even though I'm not literally pulling a rabbit out the hat. But finna pull a rabbit out the box. What we got going on right now? I'm pulling verses out the box. That's what I'm about to pull out. And we've been pulling this verse out the box. We're going back to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're gonna pick that verse 6 back up and find out 10 times times more. When we got the Torah instructions, and it make us 10 times more in our education, wiser. So what he said, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6, Mother Eve. Yeah, we're going to slide down over there. We read this earlier, but I want Mother, be hard. I want you to hold something for me in that Romans, Mother, Mother D, D of Israel. You know that Romans chapter 12, well, Romans 14. I'm going to take a peek over there. But right now we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, Mother E. We're going to pick it up at verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6.
by me.
So he said, I'm going to deceive. If instructions all the way to the end of my life, the thing that I learned from a child to my 90-year-old age when I'm under the pressure, then what he say? Because he say, they're going to be deceived by me if I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to read.
And I get a stain to my old age.
So he said, I get a stain to my old age. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to wait 90 years. I've been doing this thing. To get 90 years old and send these brothers and these sisters off and act like I'm going to do that for you just to get live a little bit longer. And I know what's happening after this.
Yes.
Go ahead and read.
And make it abominable.
And he said, make it abominable. What you reading over there, Mother D.F. Israel, for you, before you get going on that? Pull that out for me right now. He just said he a stain to my old age. This is what he don't want. This is what he's saying he's not going to happen. What you reading over there, Mother?
Romans chapter 14, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Let not then your good be evil spoken of.
Look, so is that what's going on right now?
Yes.
Continue to read. Yeah, that was it?
Yeah. Romans chapter 10.
Now, matter of fact, read that again.
Romans chapter 14, verse 16.
Uh-huh.
Let not that, I mean, let not then your good be evil spoken of.
Mm-hmm. So right now we got Eliezer telling letting us know that, hey, listen here. I'm not going to let my good be evil spoken of. I ain't making it 90 years old to get to that age and all of a sudden I'm going to mislead these brothers and sisters.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. You say, give me verse 17, Mother.
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
For the kingdom of Yahweh is not meat and drink,
mm-hmm.
but righteousness.
But righteousness. That's what he's saying.
And peace and joy in the righteous field.
Hallelujah. Wow. What you got over there, Brother Titus?
It's about that saying of honor, that's a rock.
Hallelujah, boy.
About the saying in honor.
Yeah.
It's the Rock 33.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock 33. Mother Z. That's the Rock 33.
That's right.
22. It's the Rock 33, verse 22.
The Rock 33, verse 22. He that take away his neighbor.
Hold on, is you reading Sirach 33, verse 22? Sirach chapter 33, verse 22.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 22. In all your works, keep to thyself the
preeminent.
Right.
changing this life, I would show myself such and one as my age requires.
So, hold on. Now, do you hear what the elder, our forefather, Eliezer, said? He said, wherefore now, manfully. He said, manfully. He didn't say nothing like, I'm going to do this like a little boy. I ain't going to put no bass in my voice. He said, manfully. What did he say about manfully? He said, manfully changing his life. He didn't say no other way. He said, I would show myself such as one as my age required. Manfully. Go ahead and read verse
28. And leaving noble examples to such as the young to dine willingly
mm-hmm.
and in courageously for the honorable and righteous instructions.
So let me cut in right now, dude. Now, do you hear the 90-year-old man at his old age?
Mm-hmm.
He said in 28, and leave a notable example to such as be young to die willingly. He said, he left an example to the people that's under his age. He said he left an example to the young. Notable example. Continue to read. He said, but he did say, died willingly and courageously for the honorable, righteous Torah instruction. So he's ready to die for this thing. He's ready to put his life on the line and say, whatever it takes, I ain't doing nothing. You talking about, Mr. Man, I'm going to die for this thing at my old age to leave a great example and encouragement to the brothers and the sisters that's coming up under me for this Torah instruction and the Yahuwah. Continue to read.
Righteous
instructions,
and when he had said these words, immediately he went to
the tournament. Mm-hmm. So hold on. So right after he said that, they said, we threw with you every time you go. And guess what? He was willing to die.
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't lose no sleep. He ain't finna be asleep. Go ahead and read. What you pick that up? We're going to knock this all the way out to 31.
Verse 29. They that led him changing the good will, they bear him a little before into hatred.
So now they heated even more. You remember they were trying to reason with him to try to get him, like, you know, they felt like they had some good will to try to get him, hey, you can live, and you can eat this, act like you eating this swine flesh. But the whole time, last time I tell you I ain't finna do it, you hate me even more now. That's just tell you the type of mind frame they had anyway. You never liked me. You didn't have no good will anyway. You ain't doing no Torah instruction. You're nothing good about you. You ain't doing no Romans. What's that? What we can read about this good at? We can read something about this good at. We're going to get straight to it. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, pick it up at verse 13. We're going to get straight to it. Mother Eve, you can help me out over there. We'll get right to it and go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13, until we get back to Sister Judith. They ain't doing none of this. Ain't no good will. They ain't had no good will for Eliezer. This is the only good that he knew about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Say Ezekiel 35.
Because they have had a perpetual
mm-hmm.
will
and has said
dead innocent and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity in the time that their iniquity had indeed.
Torah instructions inside of them. So they ain't had no goodwill, no good nothing. We just